Coyotes woke me up the other night with a serenade of the wildest kind, echoing off the hills, a sound that makes me yearn for the passage of House Bill 636, which would make Vermont the only state besides California to ban coyote hunting competitions. Europeans have had a long history of disrespecting coyotes. Mark Twain called them a long, slim, sick, sorry-looking skeleton, a living, breathing allegory of want. And the federal government has tried for 150 years to exterminate them from the West with guns, traps, dynamite, and assorted and insidious poisons. More than 400,000 are still slaughtered annually under the misguided notion that they decimate game animals and livestock. But despite this ongoing effort, coyotes not only survive, they thrive. It seems there's an inscription in their genome that has enabled coyotes to withstand persecution, to mobilize, colonize, and customize to the far reaches of North America. At one time, coyotes had the same trouble with wolves that they now have with us, wholesale carnage. And in response, coyotes increased their litter size from 3 or 4 to more than 10. Subordinate females breed. Then, when either predation ceases or their diet is limited, pack size shrinks or expands accordingly. 1,000 years of large-scale farming in Mesoamerica drew coyotes south from the borderland deserts right up to the outskirts of Aztec cities and, more recently, to the periphery of South America. In the opposite direction, by 1930, coyotes crossed the Arctic Circle. In 1804, Lewis and Clark found them largely confined to the West, but no longer. Today, coyotes are in every American city from Los Angeles to Boston. In Chicago, their diet includes lakeshore goslings and suburban fawns. The only significant landmass in the lower 48 states that remains without them is Long Island. They breed in the Bronx, turn up in Central Park, and boast a citywide population in the high teens. 2 years ago, a small pack was removed from LaGuardia Airport. I appreciate them, both for their wondrous anthem and for their eclectic diet, which includes an abundance of mice and chipmunks, the reservoir hosts of Lyme disease. Bill H-636 passed the House Wildlife Committee 6-2 last week and is now in the House Ways and Means Committee. A full House debate is expected within the next few days.